It's me again. happy Pastor Appreciation Day. It's October 20th. Yes, 2024. And I'm sorry, I know this looks a little bit funny because I have on my coat, but I had it off and I was freezing and then I put it back on and I was hot and I'm just going to leave it on. So it doesn't really match, but hopefully no one's judging. So I have something really cute to show first and then what I want to say first, before I show the video, these are not kids from our church, but it's super cute. And the message that I have hopefully touches all of us, but it's mainly for Pastor Rob. It's from my heart. It's like me talking to him and his family. So hopefully everything reaches everybody or something reaches somebody or nothing reaches anyone but him, but it doesn't really matter. Okay. It's coming from my heart, but let's watch this. It's fun and cute. Kids are funny. Kids have the funniest responses. That's why we have pastors, because they help us learn. And I know I said this before, but I'm a teacher, so I like to look up information that people may or may not know. And I'm going to kind of spew a little bit of that at you right now. But the word pastor, I was curious to what that word actually means and where it came from. And it actually comes from the Latin word, and I'm going to try to pronounce it the right way. If I'm not, that's okay too. Pascere, which means to feed or nourish, supply, maintain, support, care for, cultivate, cherish. And the word pastor, I don't think it became a verb until the 1800s, so it's a fairly new word. It also means that they are a shepherd, one who has care of a flock or a herd. And figuratively, it means spiritual guide, which that's interesting because you emulate all of those things. And I am so thankful that all those years ago, you respected that calling that was placed on your life. And I know that that was a part of your destiny before you were even in your mother's womb. Because our life is planned out. We have to make the choices, but everything is in a grand divine plan. And throughout our lives, we are learning and growing continuously. And it's so important to keep that in mind throughout our lives, because I feel like the older we get, the less likely we're open to knowledge and change. And it's hard to accept, but it's something that is extremely necessary. If you think about putting a seed into soil, if we just stuck the seed in the soil and nothing ever happened, that's not getting anywhere. We wouldn't have some of the food that we eat. If a baby doesn't grow in the womb, it doesn't then turn into an adult that could maybe become a doctor or a pastor. And we have to respect that growth as hard as it is. And sometimes it's hard to accept. I'm very set in my ways. And it change is very difficult. But when we're listening to the Holy Spirit and that little seed of change is being planted, we have to respect that and grow in that. Because if we're not, then we're snuffing that out and stifling it. So thank you for hearing and delivering week after week, month after month, and year after year. And nothing can stay the same or we wouldn't grow. So that's just how that works. And the things that we don't see, and I'm just speaking for myself here, is I don't know what goes on in the nighttime, in the wee hours of the morning, in your planning, but I believe that all of us know what the type of heart that you have. And my goal this morning was not to just say a bunch of meaningless things, but I want you to know that on behalf of myself, that I know what kind of heart you have. And I believe that we all do. And I want to acknowledge that this morning, because to me, that's giving you honor. And honor is to give a high level of respect or recognition to someone. I'm privileged to have Pastor Rob, not only as the pastor, but he's part of my family. Actual blood family. Not, I consider all of you my family, but you know what I mean. So it's a little bit different for me because I've known him since I think I was 5. And a lot of memories were created with Pastor Rob before he was Pastor Rob. He was like the new guy that was being brought around and, you know, everybody was, he was super fun. And I have all of those cool memories along with throughout my life. He has been there for myself and my family in various different circumstances, which all pastors are there for you in the good times and the bad times. I know that if I needed something, I could reach out to him at any time, day or night. And there's no judgment there. We've all made mistakes throughout our lives. There was never anything frowned or looked down upon. There's only love. There's only love here. And that's so super important. In Jeremiah 3:15, it says, "And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." And that verse is beautiful because we all have a calling on our lives. We just have to make that choice on what we end up doing with it. And that's what Rob did before he was Pastor Rob. And I'm sure there were people in his surroundings and friends that thought that that was probably a little bit cuckoo. But he was persistent because he was listening to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit doesn't change. It's the same always. And still now, he's also listening to the Holy Spirit. I hope we all do that on a daily basis. So thank you for being there for us in our good times and in our bad times, for working tirelessly, for things that we might not know, for weeping that we may not see, for doubts that you may have or have had that we don't see, because that wouldn't be what we would want to come up here and show. You know, that we would maybe not be confident in ourselves, or we want to have more dumped into our love tank from our congregation. And sometimes that doesn't always happen. So once again, that's why I'm standing here telling you that I want to acknowledge any sleepless nights that you may have had, and that I appreciate those and we appreciate those, and that you are a gift. You're a treasure. And when God gives us a gift, how many of you know that it's always something that we need? Always. And it's necessary for us to grow and for our destiny. I do want to talk about growth just for a moment. It's learning and changing and digging into scripture. We have to constantly be open to new things and things that are changing. And a lot of the times that can bring some discomfort. And a lot of things that we're learning lately are different and new and can bring some uncomfortable feelings or thoughts. But I want to thank you for being a trailblazer in that avenue, in that way of thinking, because it is something that in my own heart I have always known. So it is nothing new to me. So I am just grateful that that veil has slowly been being lifted with patience and gentleness and a level of understanding. You have a level of patience that I only would strive to have. And nobody look at me funny, because, you know, everybody says, don't pray for patience, because if you do that, then you're going to go through a trial. I don't believe that way anymore. So patience is something that you either have it or you don't. And as you grow, you maybe get some more of it. It is necessary. But listening to the Holy Spirit and waiting to see what he says, even when you're tired and it seems like it's to no avail and it may not seem like it's reaching everyone, some part of it, some little bit is. It absolutely is. So thank you for drawing us back into the Word by listening to the Holy Spirit growing and tugging at your heart with a new light, because I have learned to see things drastically differently than I have before. If we hold on to our own views too tightly, unwilling to re-examine those views in the light of Scripture, see, then we would end up elevating our own traditions and thoughts higher than the Scripture itself. And if your view is scriptural, then nothing is to fear by considering other things. Because we know that the bottom line is this: God is love, He loves us. Our destiny on this earth is to take that love to every individual, no matter what walk of life they come from. And I believe we do that really well here, and I believe we're learning to do that even more here without having, I don't like this word, but it's something that we're surrounded with all the time, and that's judgment and being judgmental. So my prayer is that you have a heart that would want to grow and learn always. And I thank you for showing us the pure love of God. Because although, you know, we are all only human and you're only human, I see the Father through you. And, you know, I am not, and some of you know this from something I did a while back, but I am not the first person that's going to run up and give somebody a hug. That is not how I roll, okay? If you're hugging me, I will hug back. And I don't want anybody to think that after I leave here, you can't give me a hug, because you can. What I'm saying is I'm not going to go flying up to people and give them hugs. That's not the type of person that I am. And I honestly think it's because of how I grew up. We had to hug and kiss everybody, like kiss Uncle So. Don't forget to give Uncle So and So a kiss. But whether they have stuff on their mouth or not, you still got to give them a kiss, because we're going home now. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I tried to not never do that with Alora, because that was pressed on me. But what I'm saying is, I'm being silly, but what I'm saying is I see the Father through you. And that hug that I get from you on a weekly basis is just feels like I'm close to Papa that way. So, and it's because of who you are and who you have grown to be, because this has been, we don't stop growing. I don't care if you're 5 or 90, there is no end until you've gone on. So please don't think that because you're getting up there in age, and I don't want to say old, but that you can't learn anymore, because that's not true. That's not true. So thank you for showing us the pure love of God. And thank you for the relationship that you have, that the two of you have, and the relationships that we have with each other, and the relationships we've built here in the church, in our church, and for the courage to step out of your comfort zone frequently to share what the Holy Spirit has laid on your heart. Because I acknowledge that, and I love you for that. And I have something a little bit funny to say, and then I'm going to read something, and then I'll close in prayer. If you never have to change your mind about something, you're probably not using it. So I would strongly suggest keeping that in your back pocket. And I'm going to read something, and Pastor Rob, actually, this was shared with me, and it is the most beautiful, I don't know if I want to call it a poem, but, and I wasn't sure if you knew I was speaking today or not, so when I asked about this, I just want you to listen. I'm going to read it kind of slow. I know I do tend to talk kind of fast, and I was worried that I was going to be too quick, but just listen to the words of this. This is very profound. And the reason why I'm reading it is, number one, it's beautiful and I want everybody to hear it. And this is my opportunity to share it with you. And number two, it's something that we need to keep in mind. It's called Small Kindnesses. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but it's by Danusha Lamaris. Does that sound right? I've been thinking about the way when you walk down a crowded aisle, people pull in their legs to let you by, or how strangers still say bless you when someone sneezes, a leftover of the bubonic plague. What we're really saying is don't die, and sometimes when you spill lemons from your grocery bag, someone else will help you pick them up. Mostly, we don't want to harm each other. We want to be handed our cup of coffee hot, and to say thank you to the person handing it out. To smile at them and for them to smile back. For the waitress to call us honey when she sits down the bowl of clam chowder. And for the driver in the red pickup truck to let us pass. We have so little of each other now. so far from tribe and fire. Only these brief moments of exchange. What if they are the true dwelling of the holy, these fleeting temples we make together when we say, here, have my seat. Go ahead, you first. Hey, I like your hat. And some of you are probably like, why is she crying over that? And it's because this is so reached so deep into my soul, because it is the most simple little gestures that show Jesus to others. Simple little things. It does not have to be an extravagant thing that goes on. It's just as simple as saying, standing up and letting someone else sit down. You know, just walking by somebody and telling them, hey, I like your jacket, or your smile is so beautiful. I mean, it sounds strange because we don't do this anymore. Everything is so, it's through a phone, or, I mean, some people have a hard time saying things out loud, so you write it down. But just think of this the next time you're somewhere. And I feel like this resonates with every single message that I've ever spoken in the last probably 2 years. That people, you don't know what their story is. And we need to show Jesus to everybody that we come in contact with. And I thought that was a beautiful way to kind of put some things into perspective, just with us. And with that phrase where it says, we have so little of each other now, so far from tribe and fire. Think about that. I mean, when that was the only thing, it was the community and the people that were together. That was all you had. So thank you again for creating this loving community that we have with each other. And it takes a lot of moving parts. And I just, again, want to say thank you. And I love you both. And there are no words that are adequate enough for me to say how much that you all mean to me and probably most of us here. Now there's food downstairs. I'm sure you can smell it and you know that it's there. And some of you are like, could she please stop? So, because I want the whatever's down there. It's probably something amazing. Anyway, I'm going to close in prayer. And I will also pray over the food, and then you may go down and eat. So if you could bow your hearts with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so gracious and we're so thankful for the gifts that you have given to us. And one of those being Pastor Rob and Jackie and their whole entire extended family. We are so thankful and grateful that we have his knowledge and his teachings and his gentleness, kindness, and patience that he puts into everything that he gives to us on Sundays and throughout the week and throughout our everyday lives. And I thank you for everyone here today, Lord. Please bless them and protect them. Heal the brokenhearted, heal the physical needs. And Lord, we just pray over the food downstairs and nourish it to our bodies. And please let us just always remember that we need to show Jesus in every act that we create, every movement that we make, every breath that we take. We thank you for everything in Jesus' name.